Here in Nantgwrthaen, there was once a very secluded community. You can see why, as it could only be reached by sea or the once hazardous track up the mountain. It was known to all who lived here as the Corkscrew Hill, and to others as the worst hill in Wales. The isolation of this place has meant that relatively few people have settled here over time, and in fact in 1770, the antiquarian Thomas Pennant described Nant's only inhabitants.
Three families live on the land as tenants, growing corn and keeping a few cows, sheep and goats. They find it very difficult to get their small amount of produce to the market.
But the relative peace of the place was shattered in the 1800s, when quarrying companies moved into the area to excavate granite for road building. All around the mountainsides here, you can see evidence of the now redundant quarrying, abandoned buildings and machinery, and spoil tips of waste chippings, which are gradually being greened over by the wildflowers and feather ferns. At the beginning of the quarrying in the 1800s, the men here were housed in barrack houses, crowded and cramped, described by one commentator as
the most ungodly and uncivilised place in Llyn and Eifionydd.
And the workers, who were effectively confined there for long periods of time, would often take to drink. So, in 1878, the quarry company built permanent housing for its workers in three rows of cottages. Two rows of these historic buildings have now been fully restored, and one has been reconstructed to resemble a 1910 interior. There might have been a family with up to 12 children living together in this tiny space. Life for a quarryman was physical and exhausting. Hanging from ropes from cliff edges, they would have to drill and set dynamite charges, then break up the rock with hammers before loading it onto wagons to be pushed down a tramway and loaded onto boats from a specially constructed harbour, which is now long gone. But like the Welsh slate mining industry, the demand for quarried stone fell, and in the 1940s, the quarry closed. With no work locally, the community of people who had shared their lives together were forced to leave and seek work elsewhere. What is left are the scars on the mountainside and these decaying industrial structures dotted around the landscape. We're going to end our trail here, but why not take this opportunity to explore the Welsh Language and Heritage Centre? And if you want to find out more about the slate industry, why not take part in one of the other trails in this series that takes you to the National Slate Quarry in Llanberis? Thank you for taking part in this audio trail about living on the granite. It's part of a series of audio trails exploring the heritage of North Wales. The Our Heritage project is led by Gwynedd Council, in partnership with Conwy Council, Snowdonia National Park Authority and partners. It is part of the Heritage Tourism project led by CADW and is part funded by the European Regional Development Fund through the Welsh Government.